This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked a little bit about corporate uncertainty up the top of the program. Businesses trying to figure out what's what with the Trump administration and specifically today the Paris Climate Accords. But that is far from the only policy area that's in flux. Take just, for instance, immigration regulations and court injunctions and all the back and forth over who's allowed into the United States from what country and under what conditions. The Trump administration has, under court order, resumed processing refugee applications. But the back and forth has led to delays and, here's that word again, uncertainty for the nonprofits and charities that do that kind of work. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
It's 9:30 in the morning. In this classroom in Buffalo, New York, that means it's time for English. There's a whiteboard with today's lesson written in black marker at the front of the room.
This one is a special one. It's about opposites. What are opposites?
Different.
Right.
Students are bent over desks, focused, but the fingers gripping pens so tightly belong to adults. These students are refugees from countries like Somalia, Sudan, and Syria, the kind of immigrants Trump has put sharp limits on. Marlene Schillinger is with Jewish Family Services, which hosts the classes. She says her job has become extra challenging.
People are always stressed. I'm stressed.
The organization makes ends meet with grants and local fundraising, but most of its money comes from the federal government, $900 per refugee to cover costs for 90 days. That money has to keep classroom lights on and pay staff to do everything from picking refugees up at the airport to teaching them how to write checks. But less refugees means less funding. So while the staff here is normally focused on others, now Schillinger has to talk to them about their own worries.
We're going to do everything we can to maintain this program. We're going to do everything that we can to maintain your livelihood.
Schillinger is trying to cope, shuffling workers around to jobs not connected with resettlement. But some of the staff here are former refugees themselves. For them, Trump's executive order represents a double whammy.
They have families that are still in their countries of origin. They don't know if they're going to be able to get here or not. They don't know if a bomb's going to be falling on their heads.
Yes, the cap has been reset back to 110,000. But Schillinger says once the pipeline shuts down, it's hard to get it running again. Flights need to be rebooked and paperwork revised. She says she may not get more refugees in Buffalo until October or even next year. And many nonprofits that receive federal funding are struggling. Church World Services, which has offices around the world, laid off almost half its staff, more than 400 workers. Now it has plans to rehire, but not that many. Jim Sutton is with Rochester Regional Health in New York. He says even if fewer refugees continue to come in, the cost to care for the ones already here will grow. Just take a Somali patient he saw a couple of weeks ago.
That had actually been here for a couple years and was really stable.
Sutton says he was working as a janitor, doing well. But then the patient started complaining about headaches and trouble sleeping at night.
It was just basically anxiety over what he was seeing on the nightly news that was leading him to come into the doctor's office.
Hans van der Veerd is with the International Rescue Committee. Last year, it resettled more than 13,000 refugees in the U.S. He says since the election, there has been an increase in hate speech. Even kids are getting harassed in school. So, he says, new funding is needed to teach refugees their rights.
That you actually can go to law enforcement and you can actually demand for protection.
Van der Veerd says there is one plus, a silver lining to this mess. Thousands of volunteers are stepping up. Lawyers offering to help refugees stuck at airports, teachers with ESL classes, and individuals are writing checks. But nonprofits still need to take care of their workers. Jim Sutton runs a program for his. It reminds employees not to get too deeply involved in refugees' lives, not to step into the darkness. After all, their own futures are uncertain enough. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.